Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to see people sitting on the floor. Reminds me of Woodstock. Not that I was there, I've seen pictures. You do whatever you want, it's fine. I sit on the floor at home sometimes when they come and reclaim the furniture. This is a sort of the middle-aged cry of angst, I suppose. This song's called Push and Shove. I like, you can relate to this, I'm sure, those of you over 19. I hope this isn't too aggressive for you. I hope the whole evening isn't really too aggressive for you. I do get complaints sometimes from ladies with blue rinses. Actually, I must tell you the story. It actually happened that we were booked in Buffalo, at the time I had a seven-piece band, which we laughingly refer to as the big band, two saxophones, you know. And so we turn up in Buffalo for the show, and you know, it's advertised, you know, the big band, you know. Great, lovely. And we turn up, and it's about, you know, half an hour to show time, and it's about 10 tables in the front, like empty, you know, candles, everything, you know, chairs, like nobody there. But what's going on? You know, reserve notices. And, you know, 15 minutes to 10 minutes to it, finally in comes this coach load of like blue rinses who had, you know, in thumbing through the paper, had found this, you know, someone saying big band. They thought, oh, great, you know, Glenn Miller numbers, you know. So, you know, they came and they sat down and, you know, listened. And, good job they were already deaf, really, I suppose. Well, after about 85 gin and tonics, they actually looked like they were enjoying themselves. It's probably all right. Anyway, I digress. Something called Push and Shove. This is just, you know, this is just a song. I mean, what's it about? I don't know, really. Judge for yourselves.